talk a little bit about the moment that you guys left, the reception that you guys got when you left here.
Oh, I'd never seen anything like it. The reception by the people of Atlantic and Wyota and Neda, and in between those towns over to Adair, we had people on the interstate, on the overpasses, very, very exciting and very heartfelt. I'd never seen anything like it. It was really gratifying to see the people come out and support us.
Was it more than you expected?
Oh, by far, yeah, by far.
That's nice to see that support. Now, talk a little bit about the D.C. trip itself. I know it was hot, and it all happened in one day, so it was kind of a whirlwind tour, but were there some highlights for you?
Yeah, I think every place we went to was a highlight for me. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and I finally got the chance to do it ahead of schedule, you might say. But the first thing we saw was Iwo Jima in World War II battle, and that we had World War II vets with us. In fact, the Marines, there was a group of our Marines that had their picture taken professionally at the memorial. A lot of people were there, very impressive memorial there at Iwo Jima. From there, we went to Arlington. There we went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which, of course, is guarded 24 hours a day by very, very sharp-dressed, uniformed young Army boys. And it was very impressive to see the guard do his 21 steps, about face 21 steps. We also got to lay a wreath. We picked out our oldest veteran, a World War II veteran from Cass County, Iowa, Charlie Sandhorse. And then a young vet who fought in Desert Storm, and they were allowed to replace the wreath on the stand there in front of the tomb, which was very exciting. During those ceremonies, though, there's no talking. It's very quiet, so it's quite a feeling to see that happening.
Had you not been to D.C. before?
No, I haven't. I went to Arlington once in 1971 to bury my friend that was killed before he shipped overseas, and I replaced his orders. But that was the only time I went, and it was a one-day thing.
Wow. Well, this is a one-day thing, but you saw a lot more than Arlington.
Oh, yes. In Arlington, I didn't realize it, but that's 660 acres. That's how big it is. It's just overwhelming to see all those crosses and, of course, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of folks went as guardians as well, and some folks were nurses. There were some medical-type personnel there and what have you to help you guys along in the process. All that worked out really great, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. We couldn't have done it without the guardians. They were so helpful, so considerate, really watching us. And there were a few veterans that needed some attention, and they were right on the spot. The doctor was, and the nurses, it was fabulous to see them working tirelessly, just keeping water for us. We drank a lot of water. Every time we stopped, there would be about 5 cases of water waiting for us.
Well, we're glad everybody had such a great time and got such a memorable trip out of this. We hope you enjoyed it.
It was quite an experience and something I would cherish forever.
Well, Chet, can you talk a little bit about the feelings that you had, the great reception you guys had when you left the other day? That seemed like everybody from every town along the way came out to greet you guys. That was a great feeling, wasn't it?
Yes, that was a great feeling.
Did you expect to see that kind of support?
No, we sure never.
Well, it was a lot of fun, I'm sure. Can you tell me some of the highlights for you on your trip to D.C.?
Well, I think mostly the highlights was the reception we got between not only from Atlantic and Wyota and Neda there, but when we got to Des Moines, the motorcycle riders, they were there at the motel just welcoming us there and telling us how great the job we'd done and making it very comfortable to be there and be a veteran.
You bet. Had you been to D.C. before to see these monuments?
I was there 63 years ago in the service.
So it's a little different now.
It's much different.
Yeah. So this was this really truly a once-in-a-lifetime trip for you?
Oh, yes. It was definitely a lifetime trip, mainly because of what the people would do
Yeah. So you probably have a lot of appreciation for the Underwood and Becker families for being able to organize this.
Oh, yes, very much so.
You bet. And you have a connection with those families?
Well, yes, I did. I mean, I knew them when they were small, and both of them I hired to do work on the farm when they was going to high school, mainly making baling hay and carrying bales. They wanted hard work, and that's what I could give them.
And they were good hard workers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it paid off later in life for them, too. Very good. Well, Chip, congratulations on being able to go on that trip. We're glad you had a good time, and best of health to you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Mitch, can you talk a little bit about the overall experience? What was it like for you to be a part of this?
Oh, this was a tremendous experience for me. It's being able to be with a great group of veterans who are proud of their military service and to see really the outpouring of support from the communities. Watching, driving through Atlantic and Wyota and Anita and even onto the interstate. There were all sorts of folks out supporting the trip, honoring our veterans, and it was just a great time.
What does that mean to you as a guy who works closely day to day with veterans in the area as the Cass County Veterans Administrator? It's got to feel good for you to see that they get a chance to do something that's maybe a once-in-a-lifetime thing for some of them.
Right, and a lot of them, and I was talking to a lot of them over the trip, and they weren't able to get out. They never thought they'd be able to get out and see the monuments that were actually erected in their honor. And so this just, you see the tears welling up in their eyes and some of the memories that were coming back from their experiences, that it was just really an honor to be there with them to share that experience with them.
Yeah, you were able to go as a veteran, but also double duty as a guardian as well, so in a kind of an assisting role, too. I hope you had a chance to enjoy some of the things that you guys were through.
Oh, I did. I was just helping some of our older veterans get to where they needed to be so they could see do the sightseeing as well, to see the monuments and events. And but as my support role, I was able to do that as well, to help with veterans who were less mobile. And it's just an honor to help them do that and to be a part of that and make sure they got to see what they were there for.
Were there some highlights for you?
The changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where Cass County got to lay a wreath in honor of Cass County veterans who've died in our nation's wars. And it was really a heartwarming, heart-touching experience.
You bet. Well, a lot of these folks may never get a chance to get back there again and had a chance to experience some of these things and maybe share some stories, I suppose, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There were some. Definitely, you could hear the stories they were telling. It was bringing back some memories.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, we're glad you had an enjoyable time and were able to help out a lot of those folks along the way, too, Mitch. I know you continue to help them day to day in your work here at the county. So good luck to you in the future, and thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, can you talk a little bit, Royal, about the highlights for you? What did you enjoy the most?
I guess I was totally surprised and honored with all of the people that showed up from the community in Cass County, at the airport in Des Moines, and the airport in D.C. There were lines of people greeting us as we came, and they were shaking our hands and giving us a hug and saying thank you for helping. I just couldn't imagine that much, honor to the veterans. I guess I was just blown away by it.
Well, you know, I guess we kind of expected that from some of the communities that passed through, like Atlantic and Wyota, Anita, Adair. But what I thought was kind of neat was you got Messina and Cumberland and Griswold and some of the other area communities that were represented with some of the different fire vehicles and things. They just wanted to be a part of it.
I know. And how nice that was, even east of Adair, east of Casey, some of the overpasses over Interstate 80 were lined with people waving as we went by.
Yeah, too bad they don't do that every day, huh?
I'd get a little old, but
yeah.
Well, I guess I was really surprised.
Talk a little bit about the trip itself to D.C. What did you enjoy?
Oh, the fellowship, being with the other veterans. I guess I just was totally enjoying the whole thing.
Royal, what branch did you serve?
In the Army.
In the Army, when?
54 to 56.
Okay, so
a year of that was in Korea.
I was going to say, you're in the Korean War era. So did you take in some of that? Did you get a chance to visit a little bit with some of the other Korean War veterans then?
A little bit, yeah.
I assume there were probably some stories shared during the day.
That's right.
Well, I know it was a long day, but had you had a chance to visit these monuments before?
Yes, I had. We'd been on the trip with Gary Bergstrom to D.C. a few years back, and we had visited these.
So you had an opportunity maybe to share a little bit about some of these things with some of the other guys who hadn't.
That's right. I knew where to look.
Well, I know it was kind of a whirlwind day, but I'm guessing it was well worth it.
Yes, it was. It was an honor to be able to do that, and I totally salute Jeff and Roger.
And, of course, all those people who were involved in helping put this together.
Well, that's for sure. How many volunteer workers were there? I mean, it was everywhere you went, somebody was helping you.
Yeah, individuals, groups, organizations, businesses, lots of people getting involved, and all to make it a great, enjoyable, memorable day for all these folks.
That's right.
Great. Well, Royal, I'm glad you had a good time with that, and we wish you the very best. Thanks for visiting with us.
Okay, thank you.